Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you are ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives, so you can lead the show with a fresh view of the world and the news.
Welcome. This is Polly, and welcome to the Connect with Max and Polly show, where we love people to call in and ask us questions, but we also talk about what's going on in the world and how we can move through life with more ease and grace. So regardless of what's going on around us, we are always experiencing peace. My name is Polly Wyrum, and my business is Gateways to Peace, but you can also just find me as Polly Wyrum. And I'm an intuitive, a life coach, and a writer and a speaker. And I have my wonderful friend Max with me. And Max, are you there?
Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Great to hear you, Polly. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's great to have you here for another fantastic show. It is almost Christmas, and that's really great. I love this time of the year. And I am the creator and founder of AttractPositiveResults.com, and I'm a spiritual teacher, and I'm also a transformational mentor. And what I do is I teach people, I guide people to go from insanity to sanity, from confusion to clarity, and just to really live in at a depth of their soul that is full of peace and full of joy. And I love doing that, and I love having callers call in and us help people. It's so good, so good. So it's a great, 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 wonderful day, and I mean, there's stuff to talk about for sure, for sure. But let's see. Is there anything that you, off the top of your head, that you want to bring up, Polly?
There is. So I haven't. I've been like so busy. I haven't even watched I don't actually watch the news, but I do like to read the headlines. And this week, I have read very little of the headlines, so I'm kind of in the dark, so to speak, about that. But I do want to say that I posted a few days ago. So you can also follow us on Facebook, which we love. But I posted a few days ago, or maybe yesterday. I don't know. I think it was yesterday. You know, what was your greatest accomplishment this in the past year? And we got some good responses. And I think this time of the year, it's one of the best. Well, one of the most magical things about it, I think, is to take the time to review how the year has gone for you, and what you want to keep with you. And literally, what are you going to let go? And I think that was really cool. Like, there were some pretty impressive things that people shared. That's one thing. And then another thing that we can talk about is last week somebody reached out and said that they realized that they are an empath, that they're affected by a lot of stuff around them. And we all are. But I really do think that is something that we can talk about, because people who are empaths we all are, but people who aren't haven't figured out how to manage the environment around them, the energy around them, it affects them a lot. And so that's definitely something we can talk about today. But how about you, Max?
I love that. There's a couple things I was thinking of. One thing in particular is that, unlike you, I do watch the news, and I'm just fascinated by watching what's going on right now, in particular the last couple of weeks, and seeing what's happening on the political scene, and seeing how I can feel it, I can see it, I can sense how the energetic around the political scene, because of some things that have happened in the last couple of weeks. You know, we went this last couple of years with a lot of people being with their hair on fire, like losing their, you know what, hair on fire. And it's interesting, because noticing how these events that have happened in the last couple of weeks, they're pretty damning, really. They're pretty incredible for our history and our government and a lot of different things. And what's interesting is that I have sense and I see that people aren't like, yeah, woo. They're not like cheering and they're not freaked out. I sense that people are more like even keel about it. Like it's more like, oh, that's happening. Whereas before, people were like, I mean, it could be a million different things, but I definitely can sense that there's a shift in consciousness. That could be a million different reasons, but people aren't having their hair on fire. And what's interesting is that I don't get a sense of like, oh my God, we were right. Big revenge. Dun, dun, dun. I don't get that, really. So I just think that's an interesting thing to talk about because that's on the world stage for sure.
Sure. It is, and I think, you know, part of that could be is that we have had, I mean, there has been such a barrage from the get-go of, like, craziness. And, you know, one of the things that I saw with him, this is regarding Trump, before the election, I actually saw him, like, semi-putting, so I didn't see him with, you know, like, on the news this way. I just saw, you know, the way I see things. Somebody putting handcuffs on him. Well, obviously he has not been handcuffed yet. He has not been arrested. And I don't even know that it's possible for him to be arrested as a president, right? And so, you know, chances of him being arrested are pretty slim. But I think it's very interesting that, you know, I saw that. And I swear I had, and I even put this in my book, I thought he would be impeached between his second and third year, just because I saw this big dip of energy and I just felt like he would be impeached, and he's still here. And to me, it's like, it's just very interesting. I mean, who knows what is going on. But yeah. I do daily pray that we're putting in, you know, compassion into yes. all world leaders, right? That's the
for
biggest
sure.
thing.
For sure.
And
for
clarity.
Sure. Yeah. And clarity. And it's interesting how the ego always wants revenge, always wants to be right, you know. And so when we have, you know, when we have an object of our disdain, an object of our something has to change, the ego just comes way up there. And, you know, and a lot of times when things work out, that's like, well, see, I was right. See, I was right. That kind of revenge thing. It's really interesting to look at that within ourselves when we go, oh, yeah, I knew that. They were going to do that. That's the ego working in so many different ways. And so it's just, I don't have any, you know, conclusion, but it's fascinating that I feel this energy of people being like, and it, I mean, that energy could be because it's people are like, well, we were right all along. And so we can relax now. It could be that too. I'm not sure.
I think that there's just so many different levels and people. I mean, I actually energetically feel like there are some people that just feel like, okay, so we have this yet again. You know, where there are some people that just feel like there's a lack of power on
mm-hmm.
their part,
like they've been beaten down.
Yeah, like things mm-hmm. need to change. I mean, everything has been revealed, and yet here we are, right?
Yep, exactly.
I've kind of been disbelief, so I do feel like there is a lack of power, a lack of appreciation for things. They need to be resolved, and they're not.
And at the same time, looking at this last midterm election, what a huge shift that was with all the women and all these very, very, very vocal people for the
yeah.
polar opposite of what's going on. And so that could be a sense of like, okay, people are like, we're finding some balance again in this situation. Could be. I don't know. It's something
yeah.
to think about. It's also something to think about how we observe it as individuals and what we do with that within our mind and how we either propagate that separation, because separation is always the key to our anxiety and stress and anxiousness and depression and all that stuff is really based on separation. So the more that we can heal that separation and see how we're separating in our mind, and then, you know, reframe that and reshift that, we'll come back to our true selves for sure. Sure. I wanted to say before we move on, we would love to have you call. There's a couple of people in the queue right now. But if you would like to call in, we'd love to talk to you. The number here is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. So please call in because we would love to talk to you, give you some mini readings and see how you're doing. So what else did you want to talk about the...
what is something, what's the greatest accomplishment if you were 2018? So Matt, what is your greatest accomplishment?
You know what, the first thing that comes to my mind is my greatest accomplishment is that I finally shifted my mind around my work in a lot of ways, and I created something that has really transformed people in ways that I had never even believed could be happen before. And that was because I had a belief in myself, and I really, you know, I kind of put my nose to the grindstone and said, you know what, something's got to change here. And I was open to it, and it really, in the last year, I've had so many incredible people go through this work with me, and I'm honored that they have, and just seeing how their lives have completely changed. And that is a huge accomplishment for me. That's what, and that feels really, really, really good. Yeah. And then the other thing is, you know, a lot of people know that I'm the caregiver for my father. And that's a 24-hour a day kind of job, and it can be really stressful. And, you know, just being able to care for him and help him and still, you know, run my business and, you know, not get, you know, crazy about it, even though sometimes I do, and then I just meditate, talk to God, and come back. But that's accomplishment too. So those are my two big ones. What about you?
Those are huge. You know, I've had like so many good things happen in the past year, honestly, like so many things that are just like, you know, dreams come true. So one that I'm super happy that I have it, but it's not like, you know, did it change my life? I got, you know, my book is out, so people can buy my book. So that's, but it's not like, I mean, that one I did kind of easy because I just took it off a collection of blogs off my website. But now people that aren't familiar with my work, they can find it in Barnes & Noble or wherever online. So that's really good. But I just feel like the, you know, because we have three kids, so the, you know, just where our family is in terms of like looking at where my children are and how everybody's doing, I'm just really, it's just like, it's just lots of growth and just positive things. And it kind of makes me, I guess, you know, one of the things about being a parent is it makes you aware of how graceful, you know, age changes you, like how, and really it makes you look not just like at your kids, but collectively at the earth and how, you know, there are these transitions that just occur. Nobody can stop them, right? They just occur. And
yeah.
And it's really, I don't know, it's really fun for me to watch.
I love that. Oh. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love how you're, you know, there are so many things. And if you really, if people take, you know, I do this a lot with the people I work with. And the whole idea about reflection and assessment is huge, right? It's really huge to look back at what you've accomplished and, you know, how far you've come. And because, you know, we will tend to, if we're not awake, we're not doing kind of the work, we'll tend to just be like, yeah, I still haven't gotten this, I still haven't gotten that, I still haven't gotten this. And we'll be in that mode instead of, if you truly look back, even if you had a really rough year, there are things that you have, you know, first of all, you've survived the year, you're a survivor, you've gotten through some really tough times, and there are lessons to be learned from that. It's huge, it's really big. That's one of the, you know, that's one of the things that they say that most quote-unquote successful people do. They really take the time to do reflection and then to assess and then to project what they're going to be doing to, you know, and creating and being a co-creator. It's important. A lot of people, I feel like, I don't know about you, Polly, but I feel like a lot of people don't reflect. First of all, they don't think about. And some people don't reflect because they're kind of afraid that they're going to be like, I haven't gotten as far as I wanted to. I'm not as successful as I want to. Do you know what I'm saying, Polly? And that fear keeps them from looking back. Go ahead.
Yeah. I get it because I work with, you know, some of the people I work with are flipping amazing. You know, mm-hmm. like one person in particular, she's in her 30s, hugely accomplished. She has traveled the world. She touches people's lives positively. She works in healthcare. She's, like, done amazing. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Like, she's somebody that most people would look at and be like, oh, my God, you know, she's done so much. And she will look at herself and think, you know, there's something missing or I'm not doing quite enough or I want to be. It's like, oh, no. You know, if it's like through the eyes of other people, people view her as so hugely accomplished, right? And it's
right.
just, it's like remembering, I mean, my goodness, if somebody looked at me when I was, you know, 20, right? I mean, people grow up. People accomplish
yeah.
and overcome amazing things. And you know what? Some of those amazing things were not so easy, and some of them were kind of brutal, but we come through it, and we come through it with gifts. So,
I agree. There? I agree totally. Yes, I agree. Sorry. I just went on mute for just one moment, so, but I'm back. But I'm back.
You know, what I actually wrote about in my blog this week is really, well, it's writing about the new year, but also the, you know, we have contrast in this world, right? And so if nothing else, you look at this year and you can say, you know, whatever happened, either, I don't care what it is. You can either look at it as, you know, like the amazing things that did come into your life. And maybe some of the things came into your life for contrast for you to recognize mm-hmm. that's not it.
Right, but
year,
in, but also, don't I mean I'm sure you agree with this. But also seeing things that you know that your mind will perceive as that was hard or that was contrast or that whatever. But taking the time to really dig in and look at what are the quote unquote positives or what did you learn from those? What are those things? Because a lot of times those are the things that will expand you and help you to grow even more than the things that you're like, well, this really worked out. But if you really delve in and go, okay, well, that was crap, and this is shit, and this is not, but why? And look at it instead of having that kind of victim mentality. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do, and I also feel like, and then we should take a caller, but I
yeah.
really, I mean, I think one of the things that I really want people to know is, so, you know, I'll just, one of my greatest things I'm just like over the flipping moon about is that we now have a home in Alaska, but we have a home somewhere else where it's really warm and I can work
Yay.
There also. And that is like, for me, a dream come true. But I just want to put it out there that, you know, those were, it was like, I had to put prayers out there. I had to use the, you know, law of attraction. I had to really work on manifesting it. But when it came together, it was flipping magical, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. People have to know it is possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's it. The end. It is possible.
That is
the end.
Exactly. And that is so much that, I mean, I'll talk about my new project, the Miracles Box, a little bit later, but it's all based on knowing that everything is possible and training yourself to like you said, you train yourself. You're like, this is what I'm going to do. You retrain your mind to possibilities and ultimate possibilities instead of like, just like it can fail or it can succeed. The two. No. You have to open your mind up and go, there's a million possibilities, and miracles can happen in any moment. And when you have that trust, that belief, then they do. than they do.
Yeah. And you know what? There are no excuses. I mean, honestly, there are no excuses. Anything is possible. And that's
exactly.
It.
That's right. Amen. Amen, sister. Amen. All right, everybody. Go ahead. I was just gonna let's take a caller and then we'll keep talking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna remind everyone that's listening live that you can call in here at 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. Let's take our first caller. Our first caller is calling from area code 515. And it's 745. 515-745. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Max and Polly. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Hi, Deborah.
Oh, hi. I'm doing better now. And that's why I had a question.
Perfect. Fire away.
Okay. I went to go visit my daughter that I have two grandkids. And she has a boyfriend that's got four kids, which was three at their house, and four dogs. And one of the dogs is really a huge dog. So I had never met any of these dogs. And then they got some puppies. So there was four of them. I walk in the house, and they had supper for us, and we ate. And then all of a sudden, when her boyfriend went to give the puppy some food, the big dog went over and took a bite out of the puppy, like around its mouth. The puppy was just, and the puppy was screaming and screaming. So I talked to the puppy spirit, and it wanted a healing right away. So I did an angel healing on it. And the puppy went to sleep and woke up and was happy and wanted to eat and was back to itself. Then, so then the next day I go on Saturday, we go back to see them all. And the big dog comes from behind me and I'm just like 5 foot tall. I'm 5 foot and a half, maybe petite person. Comes from the back and puts its paws on my shoulders, and I was so thankful it didn't knock me down. This dog that's huge is 6 months. Then this other dog that's older, I have a little Yorkie that's a 4-pounder and 12 years old. So I'm protecting my dog. And this other dog was trying to go, not really after it, but it was checking the dog out. And then when I went to get up, it'd get mad. So anyway, on top of that, the boys of his went outside. That was the same day on Saturday, came in, and where I'm sitting from behind, there's no back on this sofa, and came from behind me, and it's his head hit me in the back. Then that same day, my granddaughter come from the side of me where I had hurt my rib back in October and kicked me from the left. And finally, it's by the what time, 6 or something that night, I was like, I had enough. I had to leave. And my husband wasn't ready to leave, but I had to leave. So
that's it.
So he was mad, but we left. So we left. That night, I woke up. We're in a motel, and I wake up, and I have this pain in my right calf. And I'll tell you, it hurts so bad. And then it went away for a little bit, and it came back harder. And I was screaming. It hurt so bad. And if somebody would have been hearing me, they would have thought maybe somebody was beating me up because it hurt so bad. But it was just pain. Terrible. So I go to get up because I knew I needed to get up and put my feet on the ground, and my right leg would not go down on the ground. I finally did get it to go on the ground, and then I'm limping. You know, before I was walking perfectly, and I'm limping. Then Sunday we were supposed to go to a basketball game to see my granddaughter play, and I said I'm not going. because I couldn't apparently handle any more.
Deborah, I want to cut to the chase because we've got a lot of other callers. So,
okay.
So this is a very interesting story, but what's your question?
What can I do that this never happens again? And I ended up in
debating
on the other dog.
Listen, I want to tell you that very clearly, I picked a card for you when you very first came on, and I picked healer card for you, the healer card for you, immediately. So remember, what you resist persists. So if you keep trying to be like, I don't want that to happen, what don't you want to happen? Because you healed a dog, and you just said you're healing some. What don't you want to happen? To have the thing with your leg happen again? Or with dogs being, I'm not sure what you don't want to happen, Deborah.
I'd say the pain that I had when I woke up in the middle of the night.
I don't know what to say about that. Polly, do you know what to say about that? I'm not sure.
So Deborah, here's what I would say. And this is partial logic. This is coaching type stuff. But, you know, there's lots of pieces going on in your life, but a lot of those pieces are going on in somebody else's life. And so sometimes it's a difficult thing to do. And I applaud. I think it's wonderful that you're so close to your, you know, you're supporting your daughter, et cetera. But here's the thing. When there's a bunch of craziness going on in another house, number one, there are some issues there that just, it sounds like it's not super safe for everybody involved. But when there's a bunch of craziness going on in somebody else's house, if you go over there, you're inviting the craziness into your life. And so at some point, you have to decide, do I want that or do I not want? And I know it's hard when it's family, but you do have to decide, how much is what's my piece worth? Or so at that point you decide, do I want to go over there for only 1 hour? Or maybe I want to meet them somewhere else where I don't have to be part of 10 dogs and 6 kids, right?
Yeah, totally.
Right.
So controlling what you allow into your life.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. I don't let the crazy in.
Right, definitely. And let me ask you this, Deborah. You, with the healing with the dog and your angel healing and everything, do you believe that that's real?
Yes.
So why can't you believe that that's real for yourself?
So what do you mean by that?
If you believe that is the power of the divine energy coming through you to heal the dog, to heal others and do that work, which I know that you do, then you're going to have to believe at the same time that that same energy can transcend your own stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sort of, because I did that. Well,
if you
I
can do it for other people,
legs,
then you can do it to yourself.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I put
so
my hand on
belief.
My own. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just it's about belief. It's just about the belief that, and it's very, listen, like Polly, I applaud you for doing what you've been doing. And so make those decisions that are like, this is going to keep more sanity in my life, for sure. And then also, this is also asking, you remember when I was saying earlier when we were talking, the so-called negative things or the contrasting things, they're always there to have you open up to something more instead of going, I don't want the contrasting thing. I don't want the pain. I don't want that. Maybe that is asking you, how much do you believe you really, because literally the card that I picked was the healer. If you believe enough that you can heal that situation through the energy of the divine, then you can do it for yourself. And it's harder to do it for ourselves, but maybe that's what's asking you, Deborah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like doing healing on myself, like with my hands, you mean?
No,
is that what
you
mean?
It's more about what you believe, not about what. Try doing that. That's fine. That's great. But just know that the same thing that you can do for others, that you can do for yourself. I'm just going to leave that right
and
there.
Also,
I want you to just think about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Polly.
Right. And then also recognize that, you know, sometimes we welcome distractions of other people's lives into our life so that we don't have to focus on what's going on in our life, right? And so it serves us well to cut the distractions out of our life so that we can really focus on what's meaningful for us, right? For us as individuals. Sometimes when we cut those distractions out, we learn a whole bunch about what we want. We make a ton of progress on what we want. And it doesn't mean that after we cut those distractions out, that if they are, you know, loved ones or connected to a loved one, it doesn't mean that you're not going to see them again. What it means is that you will experience them differently, right? So it's kind of like saying, okay, if I can't focus on myself right now, obviously, I mean, here's the deal. You put the call into us, so obviously you want somebody to care about you, right? Somebody's got to care about you. So we're going to say it's time for you to care about yourself. It's time for you to cut the distractions out and say, I'm prioritizing myself. And that's it. And believe me, that chaos that you left, it'll be there whenever you're ready to jump back in, but you don't have to. You can experience it 100% completely different, right?
Yeah.
Where they actually care about you.
Which comes back to the idea about not forsaking yourself, but in knowing that you can heal yourself. And the more that you do that, the more that you'll be able to deal with all those other things. So, Deborah, it was great to hear your voice. We have to move on to another caller, but I hope that helps.
Okay. I'll have to think about all this. So
good.
I appreciate both of you talking to me.
You're welcome.
Take
have
care.
A great day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. You guys too. Bye.
Yeah, it's interesting when, you know, how those things really do dovetail. The thing about, you know, being able to heal others is you have to have the belief that you can do that. But then it's all about how we have our self-care. You know, what is our self-care? What are we doing that keeps allowing us to feel bad about ourselves or feel that we don't have power? And those making those choices are so valuable in our lives. And our belief and our faith in ourselves just goes up the more that we decide that I'm not going to have that in my life, or I'm going to put that over here so that my peace is the most important thing. That was perfectly said, Polly.
Well, and here's the thing. We, you know, it's really easy to get caught in, you know, watching, say, you know, I'll just use kids as an example. They've got homework due, but they want to watch Netflix, right? And so it's the same with adults. Right.
Yeah.
We have stuff that we need to do, but instead we're going to maybe we're not going to watch Netflix, but we're going to get caught up in somebody else's drama.
We'll watch Real Housewives.
And we'll watch Real Housewives. But guess what? We teach our children to get caught up in other people's drama. And I literally can't be around that. Like, I can't be around the crazy stuff because it literally gives me a headache. And that's why, you know, that's a gift for me because it makes it very easy for me to chop that stuff out of my life. If I don't feel good around it, it's gone. And that's a
Amen.
Gift because.
Amen. Yeah. And that's following our feelings are our guide, and we ignore our feelings all the time and go, okay, well, this is going to make me feel like crap, but I'm still going to do it, And it's like, duh.
No, thank you.
All right, so let's go to our next caller. Let me just tell the number again to call in. The number here is 516-531-9809, 516-531-9809. We're going to go to a caller that's on Skype, I'm pretty sure, because it's a 11111 number. If you are on Skype or something like that, this probably is you. Hello?
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good. What are you thinking about what we've been talking about so far?
I absolutely agree with you 100%. And I believe that has a lot to do with my situation. I just completely told a sister of mine who's been negative to me all her life, very toxic. I did tell her to go take a hike and never, ever call me again because of the negative mood that she had always put me in.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you, definitely.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's really great. Go ahead, Polly.
Well, I was just going to say it's putting parameters on so that you can putting parameters in your life so that you feel good. I mean that and so I think that there becomes, you know, there's the awkward moment, right, where you first put up the parameters and people have to learn. It's like you're teaching people how you want to be treated, right?
But that I was just going to say that.
Right,
go
but
ahead.
It doesn't mean that, you know, 10 weeks from now or whatever, that you guys won't be able to sit down and have another conversation. But if it's still where you feel like you're not being respected, then, you know, you put the boundaries up again.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Now, it's so funny that you're going to say that. I literally was just writing that phrase down. I was like, we're teaching people how to treat us all the time. And what we don't realize is the more that we accept treatment that is not uplifting or, you know, everything doesn't have to be positive or whatever, but it doesn't have a consideration for and compassion for the other person, and we keep accepting that behavior, then that person just goes, oh, okay, it's okay to do that. It's okay, it's okay. And until you go, nope, I'm not doing that anymore. So good for you,
right.
Patricia. Good for you. Good for
yeah.
you. Great. So is
yeah,
there some – go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say the crazy thing is, you know, so we have these families. We raise our kids or whatever. But it's like – I'm sure, Max, you can agree or see. It's like, you know, how we were as kids, like the way we live in the house as children – we grow up and we carry that same relationship. We carry that same, the way we interact the same way we did when we were four as when we're 40.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is like so interesting. And that's what has to be, it's like you have to say, nope, I'm not six anymore. You can't do it.
Exactly. Exactly. So true.
Yeah.
So true. So Patricia, do you have a specific question that we can kind of tune in and see if we can help you with?
Yes, if you do have some intuitive guidance for me, going back to the same sister that I was just talking about, well, a sister of mine had just passed away. She was very disabled, and she had some money saved up and pretty much got rid of. She was saving her money, and she pretty much stole it. And I just wanted to find out if there's going to be some type of justice in that area. I don't know if that's something that you can answer, but she's been very sneaky.
What's her name? Can you just tell me her first name?
Can I give you first initial?
Yeah, sure.
R.
Okay.
R like a rose.
Right. Okay. My first intuition is that I don't know, but my first intuition is that is she in a really intense relationship with a really strong man? Is there a strong man around her that's like intense with her? Yeah. A lot of this comes from him.
Oh.
That relationship is very dysfunctional, and that relationship is really intense. It's like, I feel like this man, because I just pulled a card that's the Knight of Swords, the King of Swords, and it's very intense, and I feel like this man is really, has a big influence on how she thinks and how she feels and what she does in the world, and I feel like that situation with, is it her husband?
Yeah.
Okay, that situation kind of exacerbates itself. The two of them kind of feed off each other. Does that make sense, Patricia?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. So that kind of energy of that feeding off each other is very hard to break with any kind of anything, listen, I'm telling you, you fire with fire, it doesn't work, you know? And so it's the only thing that with that kind of situation, this is what I'm getting intuitively right away, is the only thing is to, you know, it's interesting because you said the thing about, you know, cutting and telling your sister, is to stay in your love. Stay in your peace as much as possible and allow and literally take this situation with her, with him, what's going on. And in your mind and in when you meditate, when you pray, take all that energy and put it on the altar of God and allow it to be altered. And allow it to be altered because that energy between the two of them is very toxic. It's really toxic. And there's no way that's kind of like, you know, when people are like, oh, I'm going to sue you and you're going to sue me and I'm going to whatever. I don't think that's never going to work with this situation. It's never going to work.
No.
So that's what I get right away. Polly, what are you picking up?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like unless somebody has like tangible proof, you just, it's going to be just like, let it go. It's just walk away. And that doesn't, it's like you're walking away. It doesn't mean that in 10 years from now, I don't know why I keep getting 10, 10, 10. But in 10 years from now, it is funny because I was getting, and anyhow, there's something about 10 with you and her. But it doesn't mean that you're, you know, that she's here. It's like if she came up 10 years from now and apologized for it, I think you would feel just as good as if you were given some of it right now, right? And so it's not so much the money as the act. And so just hold in your heart that it is possible for that aspect to be resolved. It is possible for her to come clean and say, this is what we did. And I believe that could bring peace to you. And so I would hold that in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
The thing of it is that she did such a horrible thing, and she has the nerve to blame others. If she wants to do something like that, she needs to keep her mouth shut about others and stop blaming others.
She's not going to do that, Patricia. She's not going to do that. That's what she is. So the more that you need her to do that, the more you're going to stay suffering, my friend.
Okay.
Does
yeah, I
sense?
Just wanted to find out if there was going to be some type of justice from the great universe to teach her what she did.
Well, you know, from the beginning of what we were talking about, there seems to be a theme here about, you know, things that are very contrasting or very intense in our lives is that to transcend those things instead of trying to beat those things, to transcend those things and instead of having them trigger that thing that they need to pay their due or it needs to be changed and it has to be changed, because the more that we're in that space of it has to change and they need to be, you know what I mean? It's like the karma is going to come back. Karma's a bitch, you know, that kind of a thing. That's very, very, that just keeps you out of your peace. And it also keeps you away from there's a whole section of your energy that could be spent on compassion and love and bringing light to the world.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard. And listen, what I'm saying is not easy. It's not easy. But it's definitely one of those things that if you can really let go of the thought that she should be different or it should be different just for a moment, and you can feel that peace just for a moment, you can start to be like, okay. And that's where miracles happen in the world. That's where miracles start to happen, because you become the conduit for the light instead of the conduit for the she needs to pay.
Okay. So you're saying that what I should just do is just let it go, and whatever is going to be is whatever is going to be, and just
right. And if something happens where it's directly affects you or whatever, don't do or say anything until you go to God, go to the divine source, and say, should I say anything? Should I do anything? And do what it says, not what your mind is telling you to say.
Right. Okay. No, I understand. It's
yeah.
I truly do, and that's why I'm calling.
Good.
To get
good.
That guidance.
Good.
I appreciate that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
And this is a little off topic, but do you have any children?
No.
Okay. So here's, and this is how this works with me. What it feels like to me, so the first thing that they're showing me is, like, I'm just getting a real sense of, and this will sound funny to you perhaps, but of like your uterus. And so what it's showing me is that there's really like some grief there. And so what it feels like to me, and this almost feels like, has your mother crossed over? Is your mother passed?
Yes.
Okay, so what it feels like to me is like, and so your mom, it feels like your mom's here, is to really for you to send love to your, like, to your uterus, to all, to that area of your body, and there's some grief there. I want you to literally to feel like you love that part of yourself, you love who you are. Focus on that, and let the rest of it go. There's like, I don't know if there were some grieving issues with not having children or whatever, but there's a lot going on, and I want you to know how much you're loved. This is your mom, by the way. How much you're loved, 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 and that, and the issue of children, no children, there's, it, just be at peace.
Yeah.
That's the,
oh, no.
The biggest,
yeah,
is,
I don't grieve anything about not, I mean, that was a decision I made. I mean, that was, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know why they're showing that to me, but that's what they're showing me your uterus.
Hmm.
I have no idea why, but just to know, it's like, focus on you, how much, how good you are, and the rest of it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I agree. Well, I hope that helps, Patricia.
Yes, it absolutely did. Thank you very much. I'm glad I called.
I'm glad. Definitely let us know what's going on, either on our Facebook group, ask to be on the Facebook group, or on our Instagram, or just go to either my website or Polly's website, attractpositiveresults.com, or Gateways to Peace, and just shoot us an email to let us know what's going on. We'd really appreciate that, and we're always here for you. Okay?
So you do see that I'm going to be okay if I just let it go. Just, they're not going to attack me or anything, and just let it go.
No, they can't.
Okay.
Yeah, they can't. They can't hurt the essential you. So just stay with your vibration. The thing that made you say no to that one sister, that thing that says, I'm not going to take this anymore, that part of you is your strength. Stay with that part.
Right.
You're good.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Thank you. Right. God bless you. Thank
take
you
care
very
of yourself.
Much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, there's a theme of healing through adversity, right? Do you sense that, Polly?
Well, there is, and it's a great time of the year to actually heal some relationships, or heal relationships or walk away from them, right?
Amen.
Because it's that time of the year where it's like all of a sudden, you know, people have to decide, okay, well, where does this person fit in my life?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And reassess. You assess and reassess, and then you look at what you want for the future and what you've tolerated in the past, for sure. All right, let's take one more caller and see what's going on, and then I've got some news. I know you've got some stuff to say, but let's take this one more caller and see how far we get. Sound good, Polly?
Lovely.
Lovely. Okay, let's go to area code 863289. Area code 863289. Hello? Are you there? 863289. Hello? Maybe you're not
Hello?
There.
It's just me.
Just you.
It's
okay.
It's just me.
Okay, let me
no,
see
no,
again.
I'm here.
Oh, there
I'm
you
here.
Are. There you are.
Oh. I was like, I'm here. Hello.
I think that the mute button was stuck. But you're here. Great to hear your voice. Who is this?
Yay! This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hello. I'm calling about love. I'm hoping that 2019, this will be a new year and a new start and a new love. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Well, you have great energy, so, Julia, right away. You have really, really sparkling energy. I just want to say that right off the bat.
Thank you for saying that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Polly.
So, Julia, are you already in a relationship, or do you want to welcome the love in your life in 2019?
I'm not in a relationship at this time, and I absolutely would like to welcome love in 2019.
Oh,
woo,
perfect.
Come on in.
Good job.
My Mr. Tall, dark, and handsome.
Well.
Okay, so Mac, you go, and I'll just tell you what I'm thinking, but Mac, you go first.
Julia, I just want to say this really quickly, is that, you know, I work with cards. I work with a lot of different things. But, cards kind of help me to focus in on my, like, vision. And I immediately pulled the King of Cups for you, which is very interesting.
Ooh.
Because King of Cups is a great, very strong card, and it really represents a very responsible man and someone that comes from their heart, that was really connected with their feelings.
Oh,
this
awesome.
Is somebody... Do you know the King of Cups, that card?
Well, I think, isn't the cups about love?
It's about feelings. It's about feelings
Feeling,
and emotions.
Okay.
So this is an emotional person that is, I feel like he's probably kind of a more successful business person. I don't know if it's like a billionaire or whatever. But this is somebody that's a business person, a man, very much a man, responsible, good guy, and is in touch with his emotions, very in touch with his emotions.
Oh, nice. You know, nice.
Some people disconnected, especially some men in general, are disconnected from their emotions. This guy isn't. So I don't know, I mean, I'll say right away that there's no accident that out of all these cards, I picked the King of Cups, and you're talking
yes.
about a man. So,
awesome.
Take what you will from that. I'm not getting any sense like, oh my God, but I think that that's a definitely a good sign from the universe, for sure.
Yes. I will take that. Thank you so much, Max. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, sweetie. Polly?
Okay, so Julia, the first thing I was seeing is, you know those chairs that are, they're either a hard plastic or they're metal. And I'll show you. So I see you sitting by like almost like a desk type that like architects use. It's the drawing desk. I see you mm-hmm. sitting in front of that with a window, and that's next to the window. And the type of chair, it doesn't have a back. That's how I can say it. So it's almost like a stool, but it doesn't have a back. It just, do you know what I'm talking about? If you don't, it doesn't matter. It's for whatever
like
reason.
Like a bar stool type of thing? A bar stool type
like
of thing?
A little bit different. It's more like you would see it like in an office type thing. It just doesn't have a back. And it's spins. And so I see you sitting there, and I see you turning around. So I now I'm just going to go and see why they're showing me this, since now I'm talking to you. Okay, so the one thing that it looks like is I feel like, do you do some type? No, you're not. It feels like there's something that you need to put your attention to on at a desk. Like you've got to go back to it, because I feel like you turn away from it. So there's something that is that is called for your attention, and I feel it's probably like work or paperwork type stuff, because you're turning away from it. You're like, you're being, I don't know why, but you got to go back to it. Go back to the desk and finish what was started.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, does that make sense to you? Like, it's a pretty strong, like, you're pretty much pulled away from it, and they really want you to go back and finish it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, at the start of the year, I was planning to look for employment, and the
uh-huh.
type of work I've done in the past has been, office-type work, so it would be in that type of environment. But, that would be going back to it, so I don't know. Does that...
They need to go back to it. So I feel like there's something that you have kind of left, and it wasn't completed. And so if that's going back and finishing, did you finish your degree? There's something about you going back and finishing go back and finish it. Whatever it is, go back and finish it. So whether it was like...
Well, I have the 2-year degree, but I've always felt like it's like, and this is terrible to say, but I feel like the associate's degree is like a diploma plus, but it's not like the 4-year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's terrible to say, but it's like, it just, it's like after I got the degree, it felt like it didn't really have any weight. Like it, you know, like the, you need to go ahead and get the 4-year degree or more for it to really, you know, be like, you know, a degree degree.
I just feel like there's something you need to go back and finish. So it's either go back and finish that degree, go back and finish the work. There's something that it's a pretty strong pull for you to go back and finish that.
Okay.
And it could just be workforce, but it could also be the degree. So just really think about it, because you have a lot of talent, but it's almost like you kind of pushed it away.
Yeah. It's like I'm good over the phone, but when I'm face-to-face with people, I have a real confidence thing. So I get very, you know, a lot of anxiety and stress and social. So I, you know, I sort of become like a hermit. So I'm good on the phone and I can be outgoing on the phone. But if I'm in person, it's like that anxiety just, you know, it's like a wave. It just overwhelms me and it's like, oh, God, I can't do this. So I sort of pulled myself away. So just, yeah.
You've got a lot of talent and I feel like don't hide from it anymore. And so listen, even if you end up having, you know, go to school online, you can get your degree online. You can do work from home, but you don't hide it anymore. Finish it and share it.
Totally.
Okay.
Totally. Face your fears and go for it.
Oh, I know. So does that lead to the relationships? I knew that was so
I mean,
good.
Okay, I didn't
could.
Know if that, you know, was like part of, you know, the
stepping out of your comfort zone is always a good thing, Julia. Always a good thing.
Because
it opens up part of you. And then we're going to have to wrap up because we have to end the show.
Yeah.
But one thing I just want to say, Julia, because as Polly was saying that, and you don't have to answer this at all, but I'm just going to kind of leave you with this idea about, you know, this looking back and what if you haven't finished or whatever. Just, you don't have to answer this question, but just look at your past relationships that you've had. And look at the what you haven't kind of healed or haven't transcended. If you're still feeling some stuff about past relationships, because I feel like that's a part of this conversation also.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And thank you so much.
You're
so and happy holidays.
You too.
Happy holidays to you. Hey, stay in touch with us because I like to hear how people are doing.
Okay.
For sure.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, Julia, have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
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 Okie dokie. Oh, such good calls today, right, Polly?
Absolutely. I love it. And a nice little variety, too, at the end. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
I love that.
So,
I love that.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And my website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number 2. And Max, your website is?
My website is attractpositiveresults.com, but I have a big announcement, people that have hung out for this long, is that tonight I'm having a very, very, very special free training called The Top Blocks to Achieving Your True Inner Peace. It's totally free. And the other thing about this is tonight, if you go to attractpositiveresults.com, right on the homepage, you'll see a thing and you can register for it. It's getting filled. We're almost filled up with it. So, but the other thing is on that call tonight, it's a PowerPoint presentation. It's a great training about, you know, the blocks to your peace. Really good. And then I'm going to be talking about my brand new project, which is called the Miracles Box, and I'm going to be revealing what it is. And one person that's live on that training is going to get a subscription to the Magic, the Miracle Box, Magic Box, the Miracle Box, and I'll tell you all about that. And that is worth over $300. So if you want to come, first of all, the training is going to give you a ton of information about where piece is and your blocks to piece, and then you'll be put into the drawing. And we'll do it live. It'll only be for the people that are right there live, and I'll tell you how to do that. So I invite you all to come in. I think we have about 65 people so far, and the webinar situation only takes 100. So I invite you all to come in, and possibly you could be a winner. So I wanted to tell that to everybody.
Excellent. I love that, Max, and he's shared a little bit with me, and it's really phenomenal. So thank you, Max, for the work that you do and for how you really are helping people find peace, and just prayers for peace and compassion and ease for each and every one of us. Until
Amen.
Next week.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Remember to connect with your spirit and connect with yourself and connect with love. Talk to you later. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected. You can find Max at attractpositiveresults.com. You can find Polly at gatewaystopeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are @ConnectsMaxandPolly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.